On our tour, we visited Montgomery, Alabama. There we spent time at the Equal Justice Initiative's Legacy Museum and the National Memorial for Peace and Justice, which is a memorial to the countless lives lost to lynching from racial terror here in the United States. The Equal Justice Initiative's mission statement for racial justice in America really sums up a lot of our learning. It reads, "We believe that we must truthfully confront our history of racial injustice before we can repair its painful legacy. We need a new era of truth and justice that starts with confronting our history of racial injustice. American history begins with the creation of a myth to absolve white settlers of the genocide of Native Americans, the false belief that non-white people are less human than white people. This belief in racial hierarchy survived slavery's abolition, fueled racial terror and lynching, demanded legally codified segregation, and spawned our mass incarceration crisis today. The dehumanizing myth of racial difference endures today because we don't talk about it. We must change that. We must work to expose that myth and its toxic legacy. Slavery in America did not end. It has evolved. Growing up white in the North, I had developed the false perception that slavery and its legacies of violent and enduring racism are distant to my world. One of the biggest lessons that I'm taking from this trip is the lesson of proximity. The lynching memorial in particular has brought a new understanding of my proximity to this history. At the memorial, there hang over 800 columns that you walk through. Each column represents a county in which a life was lost to racial terror lynchings. So some columns have one or two names, some columns have dozens of names. Some of the people are unnamed. The names have been lost or haven't been found yet. These columns represent counties in the South and the North, from the East and the West, and I found columns from my home state of Pennsylvania as well. It's a big lesson in proximity. Brian Stevenson, lawyer, author, professor, and founder of the Equal Justice Initiative, writes, "My work with the poor and the incarcerated has persuaded me that the opposite of poverty is not wealth. The opposite of poverty is justice. I've come to believe that the true measure of our commitment to justice, the character of our society, our commitment to the rule of law, fairness, and equality cannot be measured by how we treat the rich, the powerful, the privileged, and the respected among us. The true measure of our character is how we treat the poor, the disfavored, the accused, the incarcerated, and the condemned. We are all implicated when we allow other people to be mistreated. An absence of compassion can corrupt the decency of a community, a state, and a nation. Fear and anger can make us vindictive and abusive, unjust and unfair, until we all suffer from the absence of mercy, and we condemn ourselves as much as we victimize others. The closer we get to mass incarceration and extreme levels of punishment, the more I believe that it's necessary to recognize that we all need mercy. We all need justice, and perhaps we all need some measure of unmerited grace."